A spate of recent ram raids in Kapiti has left business owners on edge and feeling ignored by authorities. Paikakariki Village Grocery Store is the latest to be targeted in the early hours of yesterday morning. Our reporter Somya Barmedipati and cameraman Angus Drever went to visit them.
Bhavish Mora's family has owned the Paikakariki store for more than 3 decades, but he's been increasingly worried about security. Now his fears have come to a head. The store was ram raided early yesterday, with the thieves causing about $10,000 worth of damage.
There's damage to the grill door, glass panel. They broke all our shelving for our chocolates and that, which we've managed to sellotape up just temporarily. And the counter, glass counter's been smashed up as well, so we've had to tape it up.
He says the family previously applied for a fog cannon as part of the government's measures against ram raids, but were deemed to be low risk.
We're always trying to be proactive here and, you know, trying to find ways to eliminate these sorts of risks. So that was one of the things that we did look at. And it kind of annoyed me because, like, we pay our taxes, we're good people, you know, law-abiding people, and for, like, the government to kind of push us aside like this and kind of ignore us, it really sucks, you know.
Bhavish Mora says he's now asking local councillors to help get steel bollards in front of the store. Over in Paraparaumu, Winecraft alcohol shop was rammed at about 7 a.m. just over a week ago. Staff member Bob Dunkley says the culprits seem to have been frightened off by witnesses without getting through the metal grate behind the glass window. While nothing was taken, most of the store's glass frontage was shattered. The community's since written messages of support on the wooden boards outside the store.
It's all supportive. There's absolutely no negative messages there at all, apart from messages to the people who did it. But this has just been brilliant, and it's got the people, really, it's got them. People are apologising to me. Oh, sorry about that. That shouldn't happen in this community.
While the response from the community has been supportive, owner Michelle Nottage says she's been round in circles with police, and many people she's spoken to didn't know about the government's support fund.
We're apparently not allowed to self-apply, so we have to actually be identified as a business, you know, who can actually access this. But there's nobody coming to us, and there's a brick wall, so it's adding another layer of stress to the whole situation.
Michelle Nottage says she's now been referred to the Department of Justice and is waiting to hear back. Sean Mallon from Kapiti Coast District Council says the council's working with some of the businesses that have been affected, but says it's not as simple as bolting bollards into the pavement. He says the council has to consider how any bollards would impact utility lines, like water and power, which may be running underneath.
Obviously, we also need to be aware of other users in that space, so pedestrians, making sure there's not going to be an impact in terms of traffic. But figuring all that out and working with those businesses to find out what works best for them is sort of where we are at the moment.
Sean Mallon says worried business owners should see what protection they can add to their own properties and talk to the council once they've done that.